blood. You have strength. Here we go. Chamisha tamen v'chamisha muadin. There are five animal types that are, or crimes, damages that are tam, meaning that you pay just chatzin ezek, partial, half damages. V'chamisha muadin. There are five ways of damage that it's a full liability. What are they? So behema eino muedes. An animal is not expected to, and therefore it's tam. Chatzin ezek lo ligach, not to gore. And that was karen. That's the av. As well as these four toldos, lo ligof, nagifa is like shoving, so it's like attacks you, but doesn't, not with the sharp part of his body, it just like slams into you, runs you down. Lo lishoch, that's to bite, it doesn't bite you. Lo lirbots, ravitza is like a, my cow just decides to trample, they jump on and squash, crouch on and destroy your thing. Lo libot, not to kick. Kicking animals are also, it's domesticated animals, is not normal, therefore if my cow goes and kicks you, it's chatzin ezek, it's a half damage because it's a tam from kicking. Those are the five tamen. And for the muadim, hashein muedis lechol es haroila. If my animal eats something and it's normal animal food for it, then I have to pay full damages. That's shein. Or again, it's normal food for that animal. Vaharegel is muedis leshaver b'derech ilucha. The av of regel, of damaging, of trampling as it goes, is expected to damage in the way that it goes. So the bull in the china shop, it's going to damage everything it knocks down. You bring your bull to a china shop, you pay for all the china, because you have to expect the cow's going to walk and knock things down. That's normal. Regel. Like your example before, about scratching the Romani suit with its horn. So that's still regel. The fact that it's a horn doesn't matter. For sure, a mu'ad. Oh, my God. Once the cow has been confirmed as a biting cow or kicking cow or whatever it is, a cow, three times bitten, you've baked the base in, you warn every the guy, he should know this cow bites, and therefore once it's a mu'ud, so then it's established as a biter, if it bites the fourth time, you now pay nezek shalom. Vishor hamazik bershus nezek. And the next category for mu'ud, according to this Tana, is if my cow does karen damage, but it's in your property, rishus nezek, where it shouldn't be. So my cow has no right to be in your backyard, but I took him there anyways, and now he goes and gores. Then I pay nezek shalom, sizr tarfon. This is not the halacha. Remember in the second paragraph we're going to discuss this, kol v'chom, we're going to try to discuss it further. Halacha is chatzin nezek across the board, but this is a tarfon shita. And finally, v'ha adam, the man. When a person causes damage, he pays nezek shalom, because he's a mu'ud la'olam, whatever he does. Now, as far as other animals are not domesticated. Wild animals, hazev, the wolf, v'hari, the lion, v'adov, the bear, v'anamer, the leopard, v'abartilus, either it's like another wild cat or it's a hyena. And I like the hyena shot better, you know that. V'anachash, that's the snake.
Hyena is currently the biggest predator in Israel.
Right.
Yeah. They're scary.
They're 100
pounds.
Yeah, about 100 pounds, yeah. V'harei elu mu'adim. Those are all, v'nachash, they say that, the snake, those are mu'adim. Those are mu'ad. If they hurt you, you can expect, if you have a pet snake, it's going
to
bite.
I want to tell you that Chazal would include a tiger. If there were, there are no indigenous
no
tigers.
Doubt, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It means wild animals. No doubt about it. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer said, listen, b'zman shehem b'nei tarbus, if they're domesticated, in other words, you have a pet, well, you know, remember that, you know.
Tiger.
Yeah, you have the Leningrad circus.
Texas oil tycoon that had a pet tiger.
Right, right.
Nephew's arm.
Right. So if you have a pet animal. By the way,
does that mean a zoo animal also? Because they're
no, it means you have like a trained bear. You know, like think of like you know the Moscow circus. You train them from the get go. Like they're you can stick your head in their mouth. Nothing happens. Like they're trained bears. So he, Rabbi Eliezer holds. If you're then they're a mu'ud. Excuse me. Then they're a tom. Then a mu'adim. In other words, of course. If you provoke a bear that's a trained bear, it will stop juggling the balls and start attacking you. But that's true by a cow also. A cow also, if you provoke it, it's going to stick its horn into you. But he's saying it's in the same level. As you know, if you raise it up from a pup, it's the same kind of category as a regular cow. The halacha is not like him, by the way. Halachas, no, they're wild animals. But that's his shita. The nacha, she says, snakes move along. There's no thing as having a domesticated snake. Snakes bite and that's that. For sure, tiger will be included. Tiger might be even like a nachash, by the way, I should point out. There are three animals, apparently, none of which are domestic, are like indigenous to Israel, in the region, that look at human beings as food, l'chachila. They're not scared of us. So those, I would say, are like a nachash, even according to Rabbi Lezer. Tigers, crocodile, alligators, and
Lion.
Polar bears.
Polar bears?
Yeah, they see you, they'll want to eat you. They'll come after you. As opposed to a lion, by the way. A lion is not true.
Even a shark.
Yeah, sharks too, but that's in the water. Some sharks. I meant domestic land animals, yeah. Some sharks. But most...
Tiger sees no difference between you and a sheep.
A lion will walk away. A lion will just, if it has its choice, it'll just go on elsewhere.
There's still about 100 people killed a year by lions.
Okay, because they're hungry.
No, I made that up. I think it's like 8, sorry.
Anyway, so whatever it is, but the point is it won't go for human beings under normal circumstances. Lions apparently very, very, very hungry nowadays because of whatever. There's a famous National Geographic images they had of those lions attacking an elephant the first time. Like,
Planet Earth has it.
Very famous footage they had of like a bunch of lions attacking an elephant, which is not normal. But they were hungry wherever they were. There was like not food, not enough food to go around. Okay, so ma ben tam namud. What's the difference, between the tam and the mud? So there's two things. Elisha tam mishalem chatzin nezek magufo, and a mud is mishalem nezek shalem min aliyah. So two separate things. So first, the simple difference is that a tam, if it's not expected, it's not expected to do the kind of damage like goring, whatever it is. So it pays only 50% of the damage, not 100%. Chatzin nezek
is apparent.
We're talking about Karen, yeah. Correct.
My tiger tramples your petunias. I'm not.
That's regal. That's Nezik Shalom. Right. Forget tigers, though. We're talking about domesticated animals. Because tigers, we say, are Mu'adim anyways. But if my tiger ate your cow, it'd also be a Nezik Shalom. Because the tiger is like a partless. But I'm saying if my cow goes and gores your dog, so I'm only thinking Chatzin Nezik.
I'm saying we're talking about Tom and Mu'adim, we're talking about Karen. Right?
No, we're talking about any of these five things in the technical list. The five mu'adim and the mu'adim and the five tamim.
Oh, you're talking about all categories of tam.
Right. Okay. Right. So anytime there's a tam, which is like indeed it is the av of Karen, all this told us, you know, or mu'ad, the five things we listed according to this Tana. So it's the difference is number one, just you pay half or whole damage, but the second thing, which is perhaps more significant sometimes, is the tam pays megufo, meaning from its body. Therefore, it's capped. The most that the tam could ever pay is the whole value of it. So if my cow goes and gores your prize, 1 in a million, you know, albino saber-tooth tiger that you have, so then, and that, good, so I just killed it and the damage is $1 million. So it'll pay $500,000, $500,000. But no, the most I can ever pay for my weird cow doing goring is the value of the cow itself. Limited to whatever the cow is, you can take the cow, but more than that, you can't. But a mu'ud damage, you pay the nezek shalom, and it's min aliyah, there's no limit, there's no cap. So if my cow went and ate your prize winning petunias, and they're worth, you know, whatever, $1,000 a pop, so I have to pay you $1,000 for each petunia to eat. Okay, fine.